Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Saturday, March the 6th, 2021. And I have the honor to have Professor Paul and Charlene, who's a nurse, going to become a preacher who changed course because God told her not to become one. But she pretty much knows her Bible. With that said, we got Pokemon, the Pope, the Vatican, in the news today as being the peacemaker in Iraq. Paul, would you pick it up from there, please?
The date 36, of course, 36 is 666, and gematria or gematria is something that is very important to them. They do everything by the numbers. Everything is coded. And the Vatican, of course, has numerology for almost everything or everything. And so it's not a surprise, or it's not anything but obvious that they chose 366666 to do their ritual at what used to be Ur in the Chaldees. And that is where Abram was told to leave from. And but anyway, that's ancient Iraq or Sumer, and it's a place where they've long done human sacrifice. And instead of pyramids being there, it's ziggurats. And so ziggurats and pyramids, of course, are roughly the same principle for those deep into the dark arts. And the Vatican, of course, is a very, very dark place, and there's a whole lot that I could go into on Bible prophecy, but I'd like to bring in Charlene. And Charlene, where are we at now? We've got supernatural changes in our Bible. We've got it's an asylum. We live in an insane asylum. We've got the Congress, which has fences around it, which tells me that they are their own separate entity now, and the American states are now rebelling and falling apart, are choosing to be apart, and they now want an Equality Act, and that Equality Act really means the elimination of the First Amendment, and so everything's an inversion, and so what I'd really like to learn from you is, what do you know about all these Bible changes, namely in my King James Bible that I've been finding for about the last 5 years, 6 years? Now, I knew about these changes before, and I just didn't do a whole lot of research. I just said, well, that's interesting, that's curious. And so I can't pretend that my Bible hasn't been changing for the last 25 years. And I would just see things that I didn't remember, and no one really wanted to listen to me when I brought them up. And, but maybe my biggest, best example of supernatural changes or changes in time, space, or perception, I used to go to Barnes & Noble with my daughters, and they thought it was a library, and to me it was a library, and I would always go to the children's books. And over a period of about a year, one night to the next, 1 month to the next, I would literally see the Berenstain Bears turn into the Berenstain Bears, and then back to the Berenstain Bears, and then to the Berenstain Bears. And I thought, wow, this is really curious. You know, it's like 2004, 2005. And then now I guess I've learned that the Berenstain Bears still appears in TV Guide. There's all sorts of residuals. But now officially it's the Berenstain Bears. So that's a secular example. There's other examples. But Charlene, what do you know about Alice or Project Looking Glass, or am I even using the right terms?
Alex, Through the Looking Glass, I told you, is a project over in Switzerland, and it's a part of the Hadron Collider project, and they have several different programs out there, and they have been using this programs for at least 20 years that I know of. since they built the Hadron Collider. And the Project Alice, now H.G. Wells warned us about time travel in his Time Machine book. And when you keep going back, you keep altering the reality, the future that we're living in. And they keep going back trying to change the outcome because they want to win.
Now, this is called the CERN, correct? C-E-R-N, Super Collider. And they got one in Switzerland, and they built one in Texas that they said never opened back in the 1980s. Go ahead, Charlene.
They're dealing
with quantum physics. If you know about quantum physics, you know the cat is in the box or is not in the box. Is he dead or alive? And that's what this, all the sacred geometry, that's why they stick with the numbers, the geometry, is because it, everything is in a circle. We had all this technology before. That's why they're busy digging up all these stuff in Israel, because they want all them programs and that technology back. Why do you think they went to Egypt and start digging up the pyramids for the technology? Like I told you before, on the hieroglyphics, if you look at some of the hieroglyphics, there's spaceships, there's spacemen in spacesuits, there's a dude holding a laptop computer. And I mean, it's we had this technology before and we lost it. And we had what used to be our energy was crystal. They used to have crystal technology, and they would have lights, and that would be the light. And they had lamps. They had everything. And because humankind keeps going into this evil, we keep losing it. What else you want to know?
Well, I appreciate your willingness to repeat yourself. I'm not sure that the listener is entirely aware of what you've told me or what we've talked about. So please forgive me for asking you to repeat yourself. But I do want to add that the collider is in multiple locations. For instance, University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana, that was where the ARPANET turned into the internet, technically or officially, or at least if we're to believe the narrative. And the ARPANET was originally, of course, a military project. All of these technologies appear to have military industrial intelligence capabilities. I have a question for you that I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to state it clearly, but the Earth's resonance, and we've heard a lot about how the Earth's resonance, we're in a solar storm right now, and so the sun is affecting the resonance of the Earth, but is part of CERN and part of the collider and quantum physics to connect with other planets like Saturn and Venus through frequency? Am I asking you a question that is way out there for you? Are we trying to connect here through the Earth's frequency and resonance with the other planets, which would then unlock the key to the abyss? And I guess the guy that I heard this from is named Anthony Patch. I think he's still living. I hope he is. And he's talked a whole lot about how there is a connection between CERN and the other planets.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this question. If the Hadron Collider is underground, how is that observing space? How is that observing space? Explain that to me. I want to know that. That's a simple question. If the Hadron Collider is underground and that technology is underground and they're using that technology to, what they're doing is they're smashing protons with they're using nuclear power. And if you go watch a movie and it's called Hellraiser 4 Bloodlines, okay, Hellraiser 4 Bloodlines, watch the end. What does it happen at the end? The Hadron Colliders are spinning so fast that they're blowing up and they blow up the planet. That's what they're using. They want to use this technology, that weapon, to destroy God. They think they're going to throw these protons and blow up God. There was a program that they had at CERN, and it was called DECO, D-E-C-O. And it was download a mini black hole on your phone. And I was engaged in a program, and you download the program, and you're supposed to leave the phone out on your window sill or outside, and it's supposed to collect data from protons and electrons and neutrons. And then it would upload all that you have gathered from them, from that app that you downloaded, onto their main computer. And this was supposed to be their mini black hole. Remember, they had, the CERN had acknowledged that they had found the key to God. Remember, they have the God gene. Where did they get all this technology? And I trace it all the way back to Babel. They had this technology at Babel. They were doing the same thing, trying to kill God at Babel, and that's when he came down. And what the Pope is doing, he's straight up evil. This thing, this 40 days and a journey. Let's see, Christ went out into the wilderness, into the desert for 40 days to fast, to seek God. Let's see, it rained 40 days and 40 nights. Let's see, Moses was out in the desert for 40 years. Come on, if they're using the 40 and 4, 40 and 4 is a destruction code, and that's what they're seeking. And Benjamin Netanyahu already gave the Pope in 2015 the keys to King David's city. And if you go back, and you'll see that the Pope had actually, when he went to visit Israel, he was the first Pope ever to enter the Temple Mount. And even Pamela Geller was sitting there asking, since when is the Pope in Iman? They were actually bowing down and worshiping the Pope in the Temple Mount. Now, in the Temple Mount, they sit there and say the rock that they all worship is where Abraham was supposed to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. But then other people think it's where Lucifer fell. And if you take pictures and you look at the pictures of it, it does look evil. We're not supposed to be worshiping rocks and putting a temple above this rock. And why are they all sitting there worshiping it? And even the Jews, they can't get onto the Temple Mount, but they sit there at the gate inside under the tunnel, and they're sitting there praying to it. So there's some evil that's evidently there at the Temple Mount. Any questions?
Where's the temple? Yes. Where is the Temple Mound at? There's a lot of people have different opinions. It's going to be here. It's going to be there. What's your opinion, Charlene?
I think the original, that temple, what a lot of people say is a Roman fortress. That's what that is. They're worshiping at the wrong, they're called the Wailing Wall. They sit there and they bow down to this Wailing Wall, worshiping this Wailing Wall. Jesus told Jews in Matthew 22 and 23 that temple was going to be destroyed. Every brick would be torn down, and it was. The temple that they are really wanting is the Tel Dan Temple, which I told you before. Go Google it, Tel Dan, T-E-L-D-A-N. That is the first temple. All this stuff that they've been putting out here is a bunch of lies. I don't know why they want a fourth temple. They already have their fourth temple. They already sanctified it back in, 2017? When the Sanhedrin were doing a daily sacrifice on the temple, and they were sacrificing a goat, and that was, they did this already.
That was in 2017.
Keep going back in a circle, keep going back to the same thing. They're stuck in a program, and that's why I think they keep using Operation Alice, is because they're not getting the results that they want. They think by giving this sacrifice and doing all this evil stuff, they'll get their God to come down here, because they want their God to fight our God, right? And their God is Lucifer. And they're not getting the results. We're still here. They don't understand why we're still here. That's why they're putting out the mass eugenics program right now with the vaccine, trying to kill us all.
Now, the vaccine, Charlene, I saw on a local TV station yesterday that one-third of the people in Missouri, in this particular area, that had gone and got their first vaccination, did not return on their appointment date to get their other vaccination. Now there's Joel. Let's drag him in here. Jeff, hang on. There's Jeff. It isn't Joel. It's Jeff. Now, real quick, Jeff, we're already in the middle of the show, but I want you in here with us if you'll join us. We're talking vaccinations, and Charlene is on with us, and Paul. Now, Charlene, one-third of the people reported here on the local news, as I said, for your edification, Jeff, one-third of the people have not returned in a particular area here in Missouri to get their second vaccination. One-third of the entire people have not come back for their scheduled appointment. They can't find them. Sounds like to me they're dead. Now, Paul, or Joel, in the past has brought up, he thinks that that's the plague, a third of mankind dead. It's also a good way to vaccinate people. And what our discussion is, part of it that I'm trying to bring to light, is the fact that the Bible, there's so many versions, so many things are changed, and timelines, they're able to change. Now that's what Charlene's talking about. So Charlene, I want you to pick it up and finish, please.
The Bible, and have it embedded into your heart. That's why I memorized the Bible, the parts that I wanted, that I memorized, I still memorize them. And when you look in the Bible and the words have changed, it still hasn't removed it from my heart. So I still know what the Bible says. It's them keep going back, trying to change the result. Because they're losing. They are losing. You may think they're winning, but they are losing. Because we're still here. We're still here, and we're still preaching the gospel. And this bill, this rights, it's about removing Christianity because we're against homosexuals or whatever. And so that's what they're attacking. They're attacking, and this is our First Amendment right, was we had the right to practice Christianity here in America. This is why we left Europe. It's because they were persecuting us and killing us. This started with the Reformation. They were killing us and burning us at the stake as heretics. If we wouldn't go along with the Vatican. The Vatican wants you to believe that you are saved by works and not by grace. And that's why this Pope is all in this. And that's why all these Christian pastors are all in on this. You've seen Kenneth Copeland hooking up with Pope Francis, and they sold out the Protestant movement. And so that's why all the Catholic people, they know they go to this church. If you go to a Catholic service, you see them. They stand up, they sit down, they kneel, they sing, stand, sit, kneel, sing. They're little robots. When you go to a Pentecostal, everybody's shouting and screaming and hallelujah. So they have to take over that. They can't let you have freedom of religion.
Now the new one is, last time I went to one of these evangelical churches in Grandview, Missouri, someone invited me. They're running up down the aisle dancing. Rock and roll music, folks. I mean, it's not worshiping Jesus Christ. The body and the spirit of Christ is supposed to come together for what purpose? To worship Him, God, Jesus, human form. One, pray over each other and heal each other. Churches don't do that. Come to Popeyemon and I'll pray on you. And leave your check at the door, would you? Oh, by the way, before we start, we're going to pass the plate. And then we're going to pass it a couple more times if you feel like coming up here and I'll pray for you. I'm Popeyemon.
What the Pope is doing right now is a satanic ritual. He's trying to bring about the destruction. Like I told you, 40 in Gematria is the destruction code. And that's why he's doing this. He's trying to destroy Christianity. That's why he doesn't believe in Jesus anymore. He believes in Muhammad. Why do you think he's gone to all these Muslims? That's why Pamela Geller said, since when is Pope Francis an Imam?
Now, he's over in Syria right now, or yesterday, doing his big event. This is his 40-day parade, correct?
It's a ritual, yeah.
Okay, now.
It's a destruction ritual. He's trying to destroy Christianity. Like I told you before, he went into that Temple Mount, and they bowed down and worshipped him in that temple. And that was in 2015.
Was it 2015 or 2017?
When he went to Israel, he went on a 3-day thing on Israel. He went to King David's tomb, and he went to the Temple Mount.
I think that was 2017, about 4 years ago.
Okay.
Now, did that mean that, okay, we know that CERN, the super collider, they're doing this to change time frame of all events. The Bible, in my opinion,
through the Looking Glass. Alice through the Looking Glass. They have lots of programs there.
Okay. Now,
Trump,
we know that the Bible has been changed. There's all kinds of versions out here of the Bible. They kind of read something similar. Others have different books in it, like the Catholic version has other books that the King James doesn't have. And you got some King James changing the Bible. Now, I've been told years ago the reason for the formation of the Catholic Church was to control Christianity. And it was a spook that told me this. I believe he was correct. To control the people. To keep them from praying to God directly. Instead, come to Pope Iman, the preacher, and he'll pray for you instead. I pretty much think that's about right, isn't it, Charlene?
Yeah.
Okay, now.
With your permission, you guys, I'd like to talk about Phil Haney and what he knew about Pope and Islam and the initiative that they're pursuing.
Before you do, let me remind the listeners that Jehovah Witnesses believe that the Pope plays an entire role in introduction of the Antichrist himself. Go ahead, Paul.
All right. Phil Haney, a little over a week before government whistleblower Phil Haney was found dead on the side of the road in California, he was heard on a conference call discussing an interfaith initiative that involved Islamic organizations working with the Vatican and the U.S. government. One of the people on the call with Haney was Elizabeth Yore, a longtime attorney and international activist who focuses on issues involving the Vatican, Islam, and global child abuse. I was on the conference call with a group that included Phil talking about the Abrahamic Faiths Initiative with Pope Francis. Yore told me in a phone interview Friday, March the 5th. The Abrahamic Faiths Initiative was announced January 14, 2020, a little over a month before Haney's death. It's a project enthusiastically supported by then Vice President Mike Pence, Ambassador to the Vatican, Callista Gingrich, or as we know, that's Nudie's wife, Pope Francis, Mohammed Majid, who is executive imam at Al Dolas Area Muslim Society Center. That's got to have something to do with Alan and John Foster Dulles. Jewish Rabbi David Saperstein and various evangelical leaders such as Pastor Bob Roberts of Texas. Some have described the Abrahamic Faiths Initiative as an outgrowth of the Chrislam movement, Rick Warren, that sprang up in the late 90s. After the teleconference in which Yore briefed the other participants on the newly formed Abrahamic Faiths initiatives in January of 2020, she received a phone call from Phil Haney. He called me right after the meeting saying, keep digging, Yore recalls. We talked about the involvement of the Muslim Brotherhood and how even the Trump administration was going along with the con. And the Trump administration did nothing to investigate Phil's murder. Now, that won't surprise you, will it? After the call with Haney ended, Yor was struck by how un-Haney-like the conversation had been. I just thought it was kind of unusual he would call me offline and say, keep digging, because Phil was always generous with his information. And this time he didn't share any of it on the call, Yor said. Nor did Haney tell Yor where she might find what she was looking for. She kept digging. Less than 2 weeks following the phone call, Haney's body would be discovered on the side of a state highway about 3 miles from the RV park where he was staying southwest of Sacramento in a rural Amador County. A bullet had pierced his chest. 1 year later, neither the Amador County Sheriff's Office nor the FBI has released a determination on the cause of death. In fact, they're hardly releasing any information at all. As it turns out, Yor's suspicion that Haney was onto something is corroborated by several others who knew him. 2 weeks before his murder, Phil called to say he had something very big coming out and to stay tuned. Haney's status as a former Homeland Security officer, author, and expert on Islamic religion has caused widespread cynicism on the FBI's handling of the case. At a time when its leadership has decided to focus on domestic terrorist threats other than those warned about by Haney, namely the extremists and domestic terrorists, it says, lie within former President Trump's political base. Now, here's a kicker here, you guys. Yor is a devout Catholic. She said she will never believe that Haney committed suicide. And anyway, in speaking engagements across the country, Haney was sharing information on the subversion of America from within. He was also close to finishing a new book, a follow-up to his first See Something, Say Something. So what I want to emphasize here is if you go to Jeremiah 51:7-15, you will see the future of America. If that's not good enough for you, go read Revelation 18. America is Mystery Babylon. So if you want to know what's going to happen here in the next 3 months, 6 months, year, 3 years, it's all right there for you. And essentially, America is going to be attacked from without, beyond our shores, and from within by a fifth column. And this kind of brings us full circle to what we were talking about earlier. We have all these people, Gangstock and Stu, they think they're part of the club, they think they're part of the team, they think their silo somehow is in charge of whatever, where they don't know that there's 28 other silos, nobody knows what the other silos are doing, and yeah, they're probably going to get us. That's probably true, but sadly, no one likes a traitor. And the second that the Russians and the Chinese and the UN take over America, well, nobody likes a traitor. Nobody likes. And all of the people who think they're part of the team, you need to wake up. You're not part of the team. You're just in a silo. You're in a compartment. You're going to be judged as harshly as anyone. And this whole focus on domestic terrorists that the FBI and the CIA and FEMA and so on are promoting, it's going to get all of us taken down. So with that, I turn it over to you guys, and I'm going to be listening while I prepare for a task ahead of me.
Here, real quick about Phil. He was a whistleblower, and you reminded me of him. I never talked to him personally, but I'm quite familiar with him. Here's what happens to whistleblowers, folks. They get arc-incited, they get suicided, which is usually they put a gun behind your ear, that's a Mossad's favorite way, and it spins the bullet around in your skull and fries your brain. A buddy of mine, Ross Mocker, was hit with that down in Phoenix, Arizona, and Joe knows who he is. He was a former reporter with the Arizona Republic newspaper. He did it to him at a post office one evening when he was dropping off mail in person. Got him by the head. The bullet came out his eyeball, near his eyeball, instead of spinning in his skull. And the doctors who operated on him, because of who he was and didn't have the proper insurance, didn't even charge him $1 because they knew him. He was quite famous. He exposed a lot of the Keating stuff for us. Anyway, that's a typical example of someone getting Arkansided, suicided. Oh, they put the gun behind their own ear, they're in depression, and they shoot themselves. And they always rule it a suicide. Now, the other one is, it was a .22 caliber I had behind my ear, and Stu Webb committed suicide, and he had his 9mm, but he didn't have a .22 caliber, but we found the 9mm where he stuck it in his mouth and pulled the trigger. Because the first round didn't get him behind the ear, that they can't find the weapon. That's called Arkansided suicided. Now, they call it Arkansided because of Iran-Contra and all the Clinton connections and Bush connections, Ollie North, Silverado, Neil Bush, the president's son laundering the drug money. Denver. They call it Arkansided suicided. If you look at the list of Arkansided suicides on my website by putting in the search box, Clinton's murders, Bush murders, it's 300 or more. I've seen 50 whistleblowers and people that I was communicating with dead, folks. After 38 and a half years, I'm lucky to be breathing with what they've been doing to me. I got a split skull, I've been anthraxed, I've been car crashed, rollover, broken neck, broken back. I can tell you stories of bullets coming by me. Pew, sounds like a bee going by me, and then you hear the bang later. That's how close I've been to death. I've had Baphomet, the gold-headed demon, in my bedroom. Thank God for Jesus Christ and my belief and faith that my mother taught me as a very young child, the boogeyman disappeared. Now, this thing with this man being suicided, he was shot in the chest. He was murdered, but we can't find who did it. It's not called deep state, folks. It's called Daddy Bush, the fallen angel, arrives in the White House, in the vice president's house, and it becomes a shadow government from that point on. And that was in 1981. A fallen angel, alien-possessed human being arrives in power for the first time that we are aware of, different ones, including, like, I keep referring all the time to Super Spook Otis Johnson, because that's what he was. NSA, worked for General Flynn. He worked for Michael Hayden. And Michael, remember me when I was working on Otis's house and he got hurt because you punk? I still remember things like that. One day, maybe you and I will meet face to face and I'll show you what the United States Marine Corps taught me. Now, I don't like to hear people dying, whistleblowers. I like the First Amendment right of freedom of speech. I like my Second Amendment, which is carries in my pocket. We were talking about how they've changed time, Charlene. I get riled up when I hear about people dead. But I want you to talk more about what you believe this timeline is that we're in, please.
I told you before, we're in the last dispensation.
Explain to the listeners what you believe that to be.
Joe's always asking what dispensation are we in, because we're in dispensationalism, which these people believe. This is the final dispensation, which is the final battle.
Now,
we're in the final battle. It doesn't matter that they created all this fake crap, because that's what it is. They all created it. All this, these Bible signs that they have made are all man-made. They made them to try to bring God down here so they can fight God. And it doesn't matter that they created them or not. God will come down here and they will be destroyed. And the evil will be purged off the earth, because God's not going to come and punish the good people. He's going to punish the wicked. And all these people that are in with us, they're going to hell. And I'm sorry, but it's true. Go read Dante's Inferno. When you're a traitor, you go into the ninth circle of hell. I wouldn't want to be with you at that point in time. I'm going to heaven.
No.
And I talked to you before about forgiveness, and everybody was asking about forgiveness. See, and they'll say, well, why would God forgive me for all of the things that I've done? God is our Father. Just like you have children, just like you have a father, and you have done something, and you go, and your dad forgives you. Your dad forgives you. You forgive your children. So why wouldn't God forgive you? These people have done. Now, Joe had asked before about the parables that Jesus has spoken about. And he's spoken parables for a reason, because the ungodly don't know nothing. They think they know something, but they don't. But there is called the unpardonable sin, which is blaspheming the Holy Spirit. And all these witches and Satanists, that is the first thing they do. That's what they are commanded to do. To be a witch, they have to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You can blaspheme God, you can blaspheme Jesus, but you can't blaspheme the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power that dwells in us, that God gives us once you come to know God. And he is our communicator with God. He's the one that opens up the Bible for you and shows you what the meaning of it is. When you're talking to God, praying, whatever, singing, when you're talking to God and communicating to God, it is the Holy Spirit that's talking to him for you. That's why it is such a damnable sin. And all these witches, Hillary Clinton, Obama, all of them, all these people in Hollywood, they have all done it. And that's why they can go and they can murder children and they can do all these evil things and tear down our country, because they didn't care about this country, and they're a bunch of Satanists, and they're doing what their father, their devil, tells them to do.
No.
Any questions?
Yeah. Would it be fair to say, as an example, yesterday, I decided to do something because my stalkers, attempted assassins, decided they wanted to put me off on my time frame of being at a dentist to see what the cost is going to be to get dental work. Second visit, I wasn't expecting the phone call. It was scheduled for next week. Now, so after they run my time frame, and the girl calls me about 15 minutes after my schedule, and I explain to her I'm being stalked, I decided to go stalk them. So I went picture taking yesterday with a special camera of my friends. Well, I got all the video, I got the footage, I got the pictures, and half the license plates between the FBI's office, downtown Kansas City, the Google Fiber North Kansas City, the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office, Gene Baker, which Division Number 5 is operating terrorist cyber attacks against my website, along with Google Fiber in Kansas City, and the one down on Ward Parkway behind the Quick Trip, the new Quick Trip on State Line. Right behind there is a building that they operate out of. That's another center of cyber attacks. Hooked up, by the way, with the secret underground Bluffdale, Utah, and all the other sites, Cheney Reservoir in Wichita, Kansas, which if you look at my website on the breaking news, you will see cyber attacks Israel and the U.S. against StuWeb.com. It's up there from 3 weeks ago. Go look at it. Cheney Reservoir is where it runs to, and then it goes back to Israel and Jerusalem. Now, I decide to also go in because I've had all these Kansas tags recently, and I'm in Missouri, stalking me. Well, that's a sign. They put the PIs on me. It's called Orion Investigations of Overland Park, Kansas. And by a freak one time, I went to buy my mother lunch, take her lunch, and I'm being stalked. And a neighbor calls because two cars are parked down the street at a dead-end street my mother and father lived on. And cops come up to my door and said, are you Stuart Webb? Yeah. Came up the door while we were eating lunch at her table. What's up? There's a couple men down there been tailing you. They say they're with Orion Investigations of Overland Park, Kansas. I said, can you make a police report of that? He says, I intend on it. He says, one of your neighbors called. This is not mine, it's my parents. Anyway, they did. So I got that document as proof and evidence way back. Yesterday, while I'm in the parking lot, 95th and Nall in Overland Park, Kansas, taking pictures, and next door is an AT&T building, folks, which is part of the U.S. government's spoofer operation. It isn't even part of AT&T. It's a special spoofer operation, which I discovered years back. Now, the guy that ran into me, car crash number 2, all in 1 year, a rollover, you can see it in the picture on the front of my internet site, that broke my neck. That was assassins from Somalia working for FBI 5. Clipped me, spun me, flipped me. I rode through one entire time on the barrier. The PI's report's up there. It's proof and evidence it was an attempted assassination with obstruction of justice and cover-up by Grandview Police. If you go to car crash number 2, I found him about 3 days later. His car that had crashed me in the ass end at 20 miles an hour and gave me a nice whiplash and a permanent injury to the lower part of the back. I caught him, his car, at Orion Investigations in Overland Park, Kansas. They always send the PIs in to pull the feds off so the feds don't have in their report that they were tailing you at the time the assassins came in. That's what's going on with me. So I decided to go get the stalkers yesterday. Within a couple of days, folks, you'll see pictures. You'll have license plate numbers. I'm exposing your asses for screwing with me. I just thought I'd throw that in there. Paul, or Jeff, you haven't been on yet. How are you today? Jeff? Paul, are you there?
I am still here. I am running short of time. Charlene, are you still on?
Yeah.
Charlene, psyops. Everything seems to me to be a psyop. A psyop within a psyop within a psyop. When I look at Project Dallas through the looking glass, how is it that they can, through CERN or through various technologies or through curses or through whatever means possible, the supernatural changes that I'm seeing in my King James Bible, I've decided are curious. I don't think the verses lose their meaning. I think it requires that maybe you work a little harder at understanding what the verses are saying. But supernaturally, they changed the Berenstain Bears. And supernaturally, they changed words in the King James Bible. But my address is still the same. My social security is still the same. My name's still spelled the same. What is, how do you explain any of that? Or is there any explanation? Or am I just in left field and we need to close out the show?
I think what happens is, this is why H.G. Wells warned people about doing time travel, because when you go through the past, you mess up the future, you change things that had already happened, and that's what we're dealing with. And the more they keep going back to try to fix it, the worse it keeps getting.
No.
The more they keep using the program, the more things are going to keep changing.
Mom talk.
I think at this point, even if you went and blew up the program, dropped a bomb on it, or fried it, or whatever, the changes are going to be still stuck here in society. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Because the change has already taken effect. And the only way to do it is to go back in time to undo it. You've seen Back to the Future. What were they doing? Going back, and every time they go back, they mess up their future or their present. They have to go to the future. Then they have to go to try to fix the past. It's a nightmare. They should have never messed with it. And so I think there's no way to fix it at this point. And the more that they go in to try to fix it, the more they ruin. That's why you're not supposed to mess with the timeline and the time continuum.
Isn't it God probably messing up their timelines? Because they're evil. They're going back trying to change something.
God wouldn't change the Bible, because remember, his word is permanent. That's why it's permanently written under your heart. That's why Paul can see the changes in the Bible. I can see the changes in the Bible. And it's not the internet. On the internet, you see the changes on the Bible. It's in your literal Bible. If you pick up your Bible, which is a book, and let's say it was printed in 1976, and you remember your Bible because you studied your Bible, and all of a sudden, hallelujah is now spelled with an A, we got a problem. And so it's them. They're going back in, and they're changing these timelines.
They're trying.
And the more they keep messing with it, the more we're going to have problems.
Now, there's a book called Project Monarch. Project Monarch that was written where they send people into space-time. In there is a top-secret word called the Og, O-G meter, that they put on the human being, and they set a time frame of where they're going to in the future. I met a guy who's dead, officially dead, with a dead certificate, who's still alive, I think, today, but I met him years ago in Las Vegas, Nevada, that was involved in that. He was a spook. Project Monarch, folks. Go read the book, Og Meter, Top Secret, OG Meter. They hooked it up to similar technology that Nikola Tesla came up with. Watch videos of Nikola Tesla. The Nikola Tesla Societies in Colorado Springs. Free energy, space time, continuous, invisibility. All kinds of things tied to his technology, which was what? Alien technology, way back. J.P. Morgan, a fallen angel possessed human being, was the one that was financing him, and they moved it from the United States of America technology to Adolf Hitler. And Joe has talked about this in the past. He was the first to make the agreement with the aliens, the fallen angels, and then it moved into the United States, China, Russia, as Paul has brought up. All the countries got it because the aliens, the fallen angels, want to destroy the planet. And he's got to give all this technology to the different countries and the leaders to bring them all in one agreement. Destruction of the planet. Paul, you want to pick that up for a minute, or Charlene?
Yeah, I want to go back to Charlene here. So what I am going to do is go to Psalm 2. And Psalm 2... it has variations, of course, in just translations and printings. And to my knowledge, Psalm 2 hasn't been changed, nor has Isaiah 13:6. Or I've heard that John 3:15-16 has been messed with, but the meaning isn't really changed. You might have to work a little bit harder to understand it, but then the King James was never that easy for me to understand anyway. But returning to Psalm 2, King David essentially wrote that the rulers of the world, the kings and the great men, conspire against God. And I am going to make a point that I would like you to respond to is Psalm 2, of course, is nothing new under the sun, basically. That the time is iterative, it's recursive, it is circular. We understand time a little bit differently than maybe time is real. Our illusion about time is very real because we are subject to the iron laws of biology. And just to be clear, today is 3-6. Humans are made up of really four different major elements, and one of them is carbon. Carbon has six protons, yeah, six electrons, and six neutrons, 666. There just aren't any coincidences. So the ancients knew far more than we know. As a matter of fact, we are dilettantes. We are just idiots because we believe everything we're told. And we believe everything we're told because the brainwashing and the mind control is so incredibly effective. But I just want to emphasize that what we've got now is they have a playbook, and they're fairly far along. And serving Lucifer isn't a joyful experience. The fallen ones hate you. humanity. They only know evil. So all of these people that are pretending to be enlightened, what they really are is cursed and in big trouble. And there's very little we can do to help them or reach them. Charlene, where are we at in your opinion, relative to either the seals and the bowls or vials, and or the seals, the bowls, the vials, and the trumpets? So you have 21 different seemingly separate events. To me, they're interconnected. But where are we at in terms of the four horsemen? Where are we at with the bowls of judgment? And where are we at finally with the trumpets, in your estimation, Charlie?
What did the end
time?
Article say that we're in the pale horse, which is death to mankind, see the plagues, and all these. I look at this book of Revelation different than everybody else because I see it as a happy ending that we're going to be with God. And if you read chapter 20, and John saw God coming down out of heaven, and it was a new heaven and a new earth. And we're going to dwell with God, and he's going to be our God, and we're going to be his people. We're going to be hanging with God, okay? So I don't care what they think. They can try to destroy us all they want, but I look at it that we're finally, instead of looking up and praying to God, we're going to be right there talking to him and communicating with him. So, and if they think they're going to defeat him, it doesn't matter because he wins. There's no way they can defeat him. They tried all this stuff before. And me, I'm looking for the two witnesses because I think both of the signs are already fulfilled. You can see Babylon is destroyed. This is fallen. It's fallen. That's Revelation 15:17-18. It's also in the book of Jeremiah, and they want that Babylon to be us. But they are the ones that read the Babylonian Talmud. And if you read the Talmud, it talks about how they changed the Bible. See, all this, the Catholic Church is a fake religion. It is a cult. It wasn't the religion of Jesus. They brought in all of their pagan religions and all of their pagan gods, and that's who the statues are on top of the Vatican. They don't believe in God. They just say that to trick us. And that's all they've been doing ever since they invented this Catholic Church, because Jesus wasn't about none of these rituals that they perform. All the rituals that they've been performing at the Catholic Church goes back to Egypt. So, I'm looking for the two witnesses. We've been having earthquakes. We've been having the bad weather. We got the solar stuff coming in. You can look for wormwood that's supposed to crash into the ocean and kill one-fourth of mankind that drinks a bit of water. Wormwood, people say that's Japan, when they had their nuclear meltdown, how many fish and stuff that died through the radiation, and people in California and all that. So, I mean, we can speculate, but these are all them doing this to make these signs occur.
Now, and that particular meltdown, by the way, folks, has contaminated most of the fish in the Pacific Ocean, and they have satellite footage that shows that they can see the bottom of the ocean now. They couldn't see it before because of the radiation. They found cars, they found parts of houses, all kinds of things that washed up along the coast in California, Oregon, and Washington State. Go ahead, Charlene. Charlene?
We're in trouble here, I think, because a lot of people are losing their belief, and that's what they want. That's why they started this Chrislam and the interaction of faith. They want you to forget about Jesus, and they'll say, well, the Muslims believe in Jesus also, but their Jesus is Isa Jesus, and he's not the Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. He's just a prophet, just like Muhammad. See, and that's what, and the Catholic Church is going right along with this. Because they have to get you to give up your belief in Jesus Christ. And that's what they need. They need everybody to give up their belief in God and Jesus so they can bring in their new world religion, which is the pure Luciferianism. That's when they're going to release their Antichrist, their Messiah, that's already here. He's here. Israel already announced that their Messiah that they've been waiting for has returned, and they have not named who he is. So he's here, but he won't show us who he is, because the real Christians know how to get rid of him.
That's brutal.
That's why they got to get rid of us.
Now, the Jehovah Witnesses believe that Pokemon, the Vatican, which they believe is going to usher in, he's going to usher in the Antichrist.
They are. You heard the Pope, he said, if aliens come down, they're going to baptize them. Yeah. And that's what this Operation Project Bluebeam is that they want you to believe that these aliens are coming down and they're going to invade the earth and all this other crap. And what's the Pope sitting there saying? He's going to baptize them. And we know, if you read the Babylonian Talmud, they tell you that they tricked the Christians. This is what it says in the Babylon. Google images, just Google pictures, and then type in Babylonian Talmud and what to say about Jesus. And you'll see what the horrible things that they say about Jesus. That they tricked the Christians into believing that their warrior Jesus is coming down to save them. And meanwhile, it's Lucifer who's going to kill them.
And what did Rabbi Finkelstein, which I have on the front page of my website, in his recording with an interview with a preacher, what did he tell the preacher, Charlene?
Well, the preacher said, I read all the Aramaic texts and the Somalian texts and the Babylonian texts, and our book says we win, the white race wins. That's why they want to kill the white people. Because we won't give up our belief in God, because we are the children of God. I'm sorry, but it's true. We all are. There's 12 tribes of Israel. Even the black people, they come to know Jesus. They're everybody. Even the Muslims that come to know Jesus, Chinese that come to know Jesus, everybody can be forgiven and come to know God. But these people just want to destroy him.
And what did the rabbi say? He's going to get...
And they said, this is what he said, we're going to fly out into space, we're going to fight your God, and we're going to win this time. And that's what the Hadron Collider is. It smashes protons. They think by using the nuclear reactions, with smashing these protons together, that they're going to trap God between these protons and crush them and kill them with the nuclear protons. That's what they believe. That's how sick these people are. They can't defeat God. He's the creator of the heavens and the universe. They can't defeat him. They believe the lies of Lucifer, because Lucifer, why did he fall? He wanted all the praise and the glory and the singing. He wanted all that for him. And that's what these people do. They bow down and worship Lucifer and give him that. And so they want to believe that they're on the winning side and that we're all a bunch of Neanderthals, and we have lost a lot of our intelligence because of this. If you read the book of Enoch, you'll see that God had taken away a lot of our intelligence because of the things that we were experimenting with. And as you can see now, why? Because what are they experimenting with now is transhumanism, turning us into goat people, fish people, shark people, dog people, whatever. And this is the same thing that they were experimenting back then. And what happened with Enoch?
Now you...
I took him. He's gone.
Hey guys, I have to sign off now, but I think we have plenty of material for part two. So thank you, Charlene. It's been awesome. You're fond of information. Stu, you're always awesome. Thanks for giving us the forum. And God bless, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, you want to close it with prayer, Charlene?
Who?
Charlene, would you like to close the program in prayer?
everyone who wants healed, everybody who wants healed or wants forgiveness, God loves you, okay? So it doesn't matter what you've done, and he will forgive you and he will heal you. And that's the way that he shows you that he loves you, is by healing you. And so, Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I humbly beseech you today, Lord, please heal all the people that need healing today from what their past have done to them, from the abuse that they had endured. I ask you to take away that abuse, the mental problems that they had endured and suffered through all the years, that they now be free from this torment. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody who wants forgiveness, all you have to do is ask God to forgive you. And he loves you, and he'll forgive you. And you can come into the kingdom of God, and you don't have to be ashamed. That's Lucifer telling you that you, why would God want to forgive you? That's Lucifer telling you that, because he wants you for his kingdom. And so God forgives everybody. He forgave me, he forgives you, he forgives you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Charlene. Thank you, Professor Paul. It's my honor to have both of you on. We'll do this again. Have a good day.